This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful, lush confines that are 21st century Florida is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I am good. So, we don't have Bob today, so it's just going to be me and you, but when it's just me and you, it takes on a whole different tone. Normally, we get into some very deep weeds politically here. Well, so what are you looking at today?
Buckle in, because this one will piss you off. I'm on the board of Florida Carry, which is the largest independent pro-gun group in Florida. And I don't say that enough. I'm honored to be on the board. It's a great organization. We do a lot. We try hard. You know, everybody's volunteer. We have zero paid employees. But sometimes it really pays off. Somebody reached out to us. He's a 61-year-old guy from Miami. Good guy, gun owner. I talked to him yesterday. Doesn't want his name used in the story at all. So we'll just call him the guy or the victim. Well, on April Fool's Day, he was in Florida City, Florida. Now, those of you unfamiliar with that, oh, gosh, I almost said a bad word, crap hole of a city, it was once considered the most dangerous city in Florida. It's on the south end of Miami-Dade. The crime rate is literally through the roof. I mean, I'm talking like it has a violent crime rate of 2,908 per 100,000 people.
Wow.
Which is how the feds group that. National crime rate is 369 per 100,000 people.
Right.
But this puts it in better perspective. If you're in Florida City as a visitor or resident, you have one in 34 of a chance of being a violent crime victim. Throughout the state, you have one in 260 chance of being a violent crime victim. So Florida City is a great place to go to get shot or stabbed, is my point.
Hmm.
So this dude is in the, on April Fool's Day, he's in a Burger King and he's filling up his, soda at a soda machine. And you hear somebody behind him say, "I'm from prison. Don't touch my food or I'll kill you." He looks around. There's a big bag of food there by the soda machine. He wasn't going to touch it. He's just going to fill his soda and go.
Right.
So he walks outside and this guy's following him, screaming about how he was going to kill him for touching his food.
Mm.
Obviously, now he knows that he was dealing with a very emotionally disturbed person. Which, you know, is a topic that we should address next when Bob comes back.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely. The guy's reached into his pockets, physically aggressive, saying how he's going to kill him, reaching his hands in and out of the pockets. And then when he rips off his T-shirt, starts running at the guy, the victim pulls his 9mm. He's got a Taurus G2C, small,
right.
12-round gun.
Little gun, yeah. Good little gun.
Well, he starts backing up. And unfortunately, he's not doing it well. He hasn't fired or cracked off a shot yet, but he's backing up. He trips over some rocks, falls down, lands hard on his butt, and cranks off around.
Hmm.
Had his finger on the trigger. Even he today admits it was a negligent discharge. Okay. Fortunately, the round goes right into the ground and doesn't hurt anybody. Okay. So all this guy wants to do, he gets up and he starts walking. He was hoping that all this is captured on security camera. He keeps walking away. The guy is just on him, like ugly on an eighth, yelling, screaming. I mean, they go about an eighth of a mile. This guy's coming after him, yelling and screaming. Finally, Florida City police officers arrived, two of them. And they separate them. They start questioning them. They investigate at the scene for 2 hours. It's 98 degrees. This guy's dying. He just wants to leave. He's parched. They end up saying, okay. I mean, he had a buck knife on him, too. They gave him the buck knife, but they took his Taurus and two loaded mags and 37 rounds of ammunition. The disturbed guy is taken off to a local mental health facility where he's Baker acted. In Florida, that's a 72-hour psychiatric hold.
Okay.
He can't get out. It takes Florida City PD 68 days to investigate this. And they tell him, yeah, we're not going to charge you with a crime. I mean, no kidding, right? So he goes back to the PD. He wants his gun. He wants his property. Goes into the property room. They hand him his gun. Everything's boxed and in plastic. He opens up the box. There's his gun, his two bags. Everything's empty. You can see an envelope where the ammunition used to be. It's even labeled, you know, 37 9mm rounds. And he goes, where's my ammo? And the clerk, a guy named Christian Voodoo, says, and I quote, we don't return ammo. The department will probably use it for training. That's their policy. I'll let that sink in for a second.
Okay.
So I talked to our attorney, R being Florida Carry's general counsel, Eric Friday. He's known throughout the Sunshine State. He's a firearms law, Second Amendment rights specialist, great guy. He's bringing suit on behalf of the Second Amendment all the time. He says this is not only theft by the police department, it's also a preemption violation because they are regulating arms. Florida has probably the best preemption statute in the state, which declares that only the state legislature can regulate firearms. Now, if you screw around in a lot of other states with preemption, there's really no penalty.
Right.
And there didn't used to be a penalty here in Florida until we fixed it and added teeth. Now, if a public official violates preemption, they can be removed from office and pay up to a $5,000 fine, which the statute says they have to pay personally. So get out your checkbook, right? Well, this is a problem statewide. It's much bigger than just Florida City, Eric said. He just filed suit over Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. They had a guy has a domestic battery conviction. They took all of his guns, $50,000 worth of guns, and they gave him 10 days. Says, you don't come in 10 days, we're going to destroy them all. Which, you know, means is police speaker, we're going to keep them. They're going to go to our homes. There were a lot of collectibles and antiques and such. Well, he slapped the restraining order on him. Hopefully, the guy can get a move to a friend's. So anyway, this is a big deal in Florida because Florida used to be able to, a sheriff could sell confiscated firearms and then keep the money in their budget. But now, if they sell a firearm, it has to be to an FFL, a licensed dealer, the money has to go into the state education fund. The legislature changed that because they felt it was an improper incentive for sheriffs to go out there and just go gun hunting. So this guy gets a hold of us about his little fracas down in Florida City, and Florida Carry sent a letter to the chief of police there, Chief Pedro Taylor. Our letter was very clear. We're going to sue you. This is a preemption violation. And, by the way, your policy of not returning ammunition to law-abiding citizens is, that's a violation of the law. That could constitute theft. And just Tuesday of this week, 2 days ago, we got a reply. Now, strangely, Bill, the reply didn't come from the chief or the city attorney or the mayor. It came from an IA detective, the internal affairs detective, named Julian Hoyt. He says that they reviewed and they're correcting their policy regarding confiscation of ammunition.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Hold up right there, if you will.
You got it.
We're coming up on the break. You can find this at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find this at armedamericannews.com. You can find this at saf.org because that's all the places that Mr. Williams writes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Lee Williams. We're talking, listening to this, quite honestly, this, incredible little thing going on down there in Florida. This is not something I would have thought would have happened in Florida. Not in the gunshine state. So please, continue on.
So we get a letter back saying that all the problems corrected. So I want to talk to the chief, right? I got some questions, like how long this policy has been in effect, how many people have been, victimized by this, by these police officers stealing their personal property with no legal basis. So I called the chief yesterday, and I got to tell you, in all honesty, I'd be lying if I didn't say he is the dumbest human being I've ever spoken to who wears a badge. And the least impressive CLEO, or chief law enforcement officer, I have ever encountered. And I've encountered a hell of a lot of them, either as a cop or as a reporter, or now as an investigative reporter for guns. He told me he wasn't exactly sure how long that policy had been around. And then he says, maybe 2012, maybe 13. I'm not sure, he said. And then I asked him about the allegations that his officers were thieves, that they were committing theft. And I got to read you the quote. He said, "I have to talk to my attorney. We're not stealing ammo. we have a 90-day policy. Once they don't claim it, it's destroyed." Well, let me tell you, Bill, if you're a chief of police and I ask you how long your officers have been committing crime, and the first thing you say is, "I have to talk to my attorney."
That's not good.
No, no. That's like a red flag. Well, we all know it's bunk.
Yeah.
I mean, our victim here was there on day 68. So that shoots that chief's 90-day policy down.
Right.
So, like he said, this is defensive ammo, and this is what the guy said the whole deal is. You know, it's expensive. I mean, this is not range ammo. He wasn't loaded up with CCI blazers or some ammo designed for training. These are more than a buck a piece. He had good rounds in that gun.
Right.
And they kept them. And as far as I know, he still hasn't gotten them back. I will let you know and your listeners know when this thing concludes. But, I mean, here we have a law enforcement agency openly violating the law. And there's got to be some comeuppance. I've yet to talk to Eric about it at length. But Florida Carry may do something. Because, yeah, okay, this guy might get his 37 rounds back. But what if he had a couple of cases of ammo or more than that?
Right.
So we're gonna be investigating this further. And I'll have the pleasure of having more conversations with Chief Taylor.
Wouldn't this be so... I guess if the government did it, that would be an illegal taking. So is there any law in there about forfeiture of this kind of thing? Is there any statute anywhere that would pertain to this?
There could be a forfeiture, but usually forfeitures follow the commission of some type of crime.
Right.
And here we don't have a crime. I don't know why they even took his gun and his mags to begin with. Pretty clear, other than the ND, the negligent discharge, I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, he, in talking to him, we talked for a long time, and I'm telling you, he was terrified of this man. I think it probably would have been justified if he would have shot him, because he was definitely in fear for his life. And I mean, you just picture that in your head, a huge guy ripping off his T-shirt coming at you. What are you going to do? Are you going to try and box him?
Well, I don't know. I might would. I've seen all of the Ip Man movies.
Yeah, yeah. All Bruce Lee movies, so.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. It absolutely is crazy. But what is crazier, though, is that they just sort of off. Is that under, did this clerk say, did they put it in a writing where, oh yeah, we just keep it and use it for qualification?
No, they didn't put it in writing, but the detective, the IA detective who's evidently running that place, was kind enough to say that it is a policy and that they're going to change it. Thank you very much for that.
What a guy.
Yeah. Now, I understand, you know, small town, probably doesn't have a good training budget. This guy's probably, you know, no cops nowadays get to shoot enough, okay? None of them get enough range time, quite frankly. But subsidizing your training budget by illegally stealing ammo from the public, not an answer, bro.
That's not even a good outreach.
No. This one gets me. And we're going to keep following it up. And if the chief can't answer when that policy was enacted and how long it's been going and how many people have been victimized, but, you know, I'm sure he was very happy to get his gun back. I know that. But get the ammo, too, because it's not theirs to take. And this is the way, you know, it starts with ammo. God knows how far that's going to go.
Well, I mean, that I don't know. 37 rounds, that seems like an awful petty amount to take just because you think you can.
And yeah.
Is that guy supposed to be sitting back, this elderly gentleman or this older gentleman, is he supposed to be sitting back just going, well, I'm not going to jail, so I'm thankful for that. Keep the ammo. Is that what they're counting on?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You know, just give me my stuff and I'm getting out of here. But, I mean, they would have had no criminal case against it anyway. So make him whole. And yeah, I wonder how far this goes. I mean, yeah, I know it's a rough city and the cops don't have a lot of money. It's a very poor city. 14% poverty rate.
Right.
It's citywide. But this is no excuse. So what you have, and we're seeing this in some of these small cities, especially in Miami-Dade, they don't like guns, so they just make up their own laws and their own policies. And then we're going to have to slap them with a preemption violation, the only way to get their attention.
We have that happening up here in South Carolina, too. Just right outside of the State House, we have Columbia, South Carolina. And there's always a Democratic mayor there, and he's always trying to pass ghost gun laws and universal background checks within the city. And they're always having to slap them down on a regular basis. So, yeah, we have that happening here, too. It's a silly thing for them to try that. Real quick, before we run out of time, Lee Williams is an investigative reporter of a certain pedigree. He asks the hard questions. He finds the stories and develops the source. And this is where the issues and the details turn. You can find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. That's where it all began. That's where he became the gunwriter. You can also find him at Armed American News. That is a collaboration between he and a friend of mine named Mark Walters. You've probably heard of that little introvert at Armed American Radio. And he's also the sole investigative reporter within the Investigative Reporting Project at Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
She urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package. House Republicans are introducing the text of their resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. The resolution aims to formalize the ongoing investigation led by three Republican-led committees. A vote on the matter is anticipated next week. Flags throughout the United States are at half-staff today in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It was on this day in 1941 that a surprise attack by Japanese military on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor resulted in the deaths of over 2,400 Americans and injuries to more than 1,100 others. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Lee Williams from Second Amendment Foundation, talking about the stuff he's been looking at. What's next on your blotter, sir?
Well, I think we need to talk about Schumer's gun ban ploy, his little dog and pony show yesterday that got shot down, this alleged GoSafe Act. Have you looked at what that thing would do?
No.
It's terrible. I mean, yeah, he presented it. It got batted down hard yesterday in the Senate, but doesn't mean they're going to try and resurrect it. And here's the biggest fear. Doesn't mean they're going to try and resurrect. They won't try and resurrect some parts of it. It's not, you know, it comes on the heels of the late Dianne Feinstein's assault weapon ban.
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't ban guns outright. It would require you to any gas-operated semi-automatic center-fire rifle that uses detachable magazines would be prohibited. And it would try and force you into having permanently fixed magazines, which are limited to 10 rounds and 15 rounds for some what they call heavy format pistols. I'm not sure what those are. Now, of course, they say that their goal, the idea, will reduce a shooter's ability to fire off dozens of rounds in seconds and prevent them from being able to attach new magazines to keep shooting. But it pretty much goes after all semi-autos. Thank God it got beat down. But, I mean, Ms. Feinstein, who passed away in October, would have been proud. Oh, this goes a lot farther than her 1994 assault weapon ban.
Now, is this the Angus King bill? Is that?
Yeah, and this did absolutely nothing. That ban did absolutely nothing. But, yeah, NRA has been very vocal about it. A couple of guys, I know former NRA directors are a little more than nervous than they normally are about this, because he threw it all out there. The thinking is that he's going to come back and try some more, try some parts of it. Now, especially after, you know, they'll probably wait until there's another mass murder, rampage killing, as they know you like to call them.
Right.
But it went down yesterday. I would highly recommend that everybody make themselves fluent in the GOSAFE Act, G-O-S-A-F-E Act. I mean, he tried to get this through with unanimous consent.
Yeah, well.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Chuckie Schumer. Yeah, I love him. Have you ever looked at him? Have you ever looked at him close when he's up there talking?
What do you mean? Yeah, I've seen him.
He's carrying a gun.
Is he really?
Yeah. He gets his holsters from DeSantis.
Does he really?
Yeah. He runs a shoulder holster, shoulder rig.
So guns for me, but not for the guns for you.
Yeah, yeah. And well, that's why it looks so bad, his suit. That's why every one of his sports coats looks like he got it at Hamrick's.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I know he's, given obviously the events that have happened in Israel, he should be leading the fight for loosening the gun laws, especially in New York. But he's not. Not at all. I know he's constantly at odds with the JPFO, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Right.
Which I would recommend all of our Jewish listeners that have bought firearms now for self-defense. You can join JPFO for 1 year for $25. It's worth it just for the archives. Aaron Zellman, who passed away, he born in 46, died in 2010. A titan, a huge titan. He's the one that founded JPFO. Some of the stuff, I'm a member. I'm not Jewish. I'm a member because I want access to what he has said over the years. A tremendous writer, a tremendous deep thinker,
right,
on guns. And you can get access to all of that through that site. I highly recommend that for everybody. I don't care what your religion is.
Yeah.
It's $25, man. I mean, I spill more than that on a good weekend.
Yeah. Probably find that much in your couch.
Yeah.
Well, I could. I could find that much in my couch. I'm sort of messy now. Sort of messy. Anyway, I find that interesting what I find interesting right now is because what happened that spurred Angus King to do this, that was the Lewiston, Maine shooting, right?
Right.
So, why aren't we any concerned at all about the University of Nevada, Las Vegas shooting? Why am I not? I'm not hearing nothing out of them about this.
Well, I'm sure the guy was a university professor,
yeah.
So he's probably a liberal.
Yeah.
And that doesn't fit their narrative.
I know, but I mean, he used a rifle, right? Did he use a rifle in this?
I don't even know yet. LV Las Vegas Metro is not exactly verbose on the shooting. They're not saying a hell of a lot.
Not a new thing.
Which is, yeah. They've always been a little bit better at some of these Eastern police departments. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them for not getting all the information out there a lot quicker.
Release any sort of official statement out of Las Vegas PD or Las Vegas Sheriff's Department about Mandalay Bay? Did they ever release a statement?
You know, I can't recall reading one. I know there were a ton of agencies involved in that, right? So I don't know who took direct control, whether that was the feds or the Phoebes or ATF or who.
The Phoebes.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on who had operational control of that.
Well, I mean, they've got a lot of issues there. I haven't ever ventured in Las Vegas beyond what the SHOT Show is.
Yeah.
I normally stay at Treasure Island, and I might go to the Fashion Mall. And then if I go anywhere else, I'm going in a car. I'm not on foot. I don't go to any of the dispensaries or anything, and my understanding is that they have quite the underculture there, And at the same time, they've it's a very interesting mix of political types there, isn't it?
Yeah. Las Vegas is a party, a 24/7 party, so you're going to draw all kinds. Now, you got to be curious. Now, I'm going to have to go back and see if they did issue anything.
I don't think that they did. I don't think that they ever did. I still to this day do not understand. Nobody's ever given me a motive for why this guy shot out of Mandalay Bay. They've never given out a reason why he had 23 guns with him, why he felt like he needed to get 23 guns. I get the whole thing about, well, it's easier just to pull up another gun than it is to reload, but he had way too much stuff to do what he did, didn't he?
He did. Oh, I just got to tell you, Alan Gottlieb, my boss, just put out something from the CCRKBA.
Right.
I mean, like, literally right now, an advanced copy on Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer's.
Well, if we want to talk about that,
we'll, this bill.
We will.
Oh, it's short, but yeah, we can wait.
Okay. Well, you can find my friend Lee's stuff in the various places that I'm about to mention. First of all, everything begins at thegunwriter.substack.com. And you should sign up for the newsletter. Sign up. Every time he publishes a new article, you're one of the first to see it, keeping you in the loop on the things you need to know. Armed American News. This is a hybrid of a website because it's, you know, you got a radio guy involved in it. You got a writer involved in it. And this is the shape of things to come. This is what the new media brings to you, this sort of hybrid. And then you've got SAF.org, which is Second Amendment Foundation is made up of a bunch of litigators that go roll out there and do all kinds of things. And at the same time, you got a bunch of lobbyists that are trying to prevent it. And you got Lee, who's the sole investigative reporter there, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Lee Williams from Everywhere. He's from Second Amendment Foundation. He's from The Gun Writer. He's from Armed American News. What did Mr. Gottlieb just put out?
Well, just like we were saying, just because his bill failed doesn't mean he's given up.
Right.
And the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms is vowing to fight anything further. Mr. Gottlieb points out that Schumer has been trying to revive that 10-year ban on semi-automatic weapons that ended in 2004 forever. And I quote, merely because Senator Feinstein passed away earlier this year does not mean that the Democrat crusade to ban modern sporting rifles and standard capacity magazines is finished. If anything, it means Schumer and his colleagues will try a different strategy. They might even pitch a proposal as a lasting tribute to Feinstein. Basically, they know Biden wants this hard and bad. He hasn't been able to accomplish that much, because we've been fighting him tooth and nail every step of the way.
Right.
And all this crazy crap that ATF has pulled on Joe's behalf is finally getting shot down in the courts. But this would be a feather in his cap if Joe could get this through. So, like we said earlier, don't relax just because the first attempt didn't make it. Well, speaking of the, Second Amendment Foundation and the CTRKBA. Earlier this week, Bill, staff sued the Los Angeles County Sheriff and the California Attorney General over their CCW permit policies, which are out of control, unconstitutional, stupid, expensive. And as Alan pointed out, they unilaterally decided that the most beautiful Supreme Court decision ever, Bruin, did not apply to them. And they're going to still continue to present policies that make it impossible to get a permit, even though the Supreme Court has said it's a constitutional right. I mean, some of the stuff they're talking about, they're doing in California, and I thank God every day I live in a free state, as do you, and we don't have to live behind the lines. They have exorbitant fees, delays in processing. I'm hearing some places you need a letter from a shrink. None of that crap can withstand constitutional scrutiny. None of it. They're deliberately trying to discourage people from getting a gun permit. Period. And then once you get all processed, Alan's found that you'll have to wait at least a year or longer to even get the permit. I've heard this is a lot easier process if you can donate to the sheriff's reelection campaign or your celebrity. But I don't think that should be news to anybody, do you?
No, you know, you guys just got a celebrity. You know, you guys got Sylvester Stallone. Didn't he move out there?
Yeah. Yeah, happy to help Sly here.
Well, I mean, but Sly's any gun.
California, they don't, part of this lawsuit will also seek to make them honor concealed carry permits and licenses from other states. They don't have reciprocity with anybody.
Right.
I mean, come on. First of all, I never want to go to California, even though I have family out there. But I can't think of a worse place to be and be unarmed. Or I should say disarmed.
New York.
By the government out there.
New York?
Yeah, I would still roll the bones on going to New York over California.
Right.
It seems like everybody in California is crazy to begin with. So, yeah, we filed suit. Huge. This is going to be a win. I pray to God it goes in front of Judge Benitez, St. Benitez. Because this is, I think, the fifth or sixth case that we have named California Attorney General Rob Bonta in. First time we actually sued the sheriff. And you know, it's a may issue state out there.
Right.
And the permits are controlled by the local sheriffs.
Right.
And I'm hearing, I've done stories on it. I've heard from some people in some of the counties, especially the northern counties, that say the way their sheriffs operate is it's practically, in all intents and purposes, a shall issue. Their sheriffs are good. They understand the Second Amendment. But anywhere, you know, you get south to San Fran and south, and it's going to be problematic, expensive, a waste of time. So hopefully this will change things for our friends out there behind the wire who have to, by the way, you have to comply. You have to get a pistol off of their approved list, which I can't help but giggle every time I think that the state is actually has a list of pistols that it will allow you to purchase to carry defensively.
The Glocks they sell out there are still Gen 3, right?
I don't know if they moved up to 4 or not. Last I knew they were 3.
Yeah. So what is it like in California, say in Northern California, where you get away from the population centers and you're probably like in a territory more like Idaho then? What's it like in Northern California as far as the issue?
Well, I went to language school in the Army in Monterey, and that's beautiful. It's not as far north as I would want to be, but that area is great. I don't think there are red counties out there, but a lot more purple the farther north you go, or the closer you get to the interior of California, farther away you get from the water. Yeah, there are great places out there, but it definitely ain't Idaho.
Right. Well,
so I guess we shall see. I hope this works. Speaking of Las Vegas,
yeah,
a question for you.
Yes.
These kids at UNLV were told via email, via text, once this madman started shooting, to run, hide, or fight. Okay.
Right.
Fight with what?
Yeah.
They're in a gun-free zone. What are they supposed to fight with?
You know, the one thing that I don't understand why they don't do this, but I mean, shouldn't they be giving out a location so that you would be able to know what you're going to have to do before you go do it?
I saw one kid who hid in the bathroom
right
for an hour until cops came in and pulled him out, cleared him and pulled him out. And yeah, he said that, you know, we don't know where they were, what they were doing or anything. So you have the whole campus is thinking that the guy's right outside, basically.
Right.
Which, you know, everybody's terrified. Yeah, I'm with you. I would put out as much information as I could via that student-wide text.
Well, I mean, how do they know that he's there in the first place? Is it video surveillance? Does somebody see him walking up? I mean, how do they know he's even there to begin with? If it's video surveillance, couldn't you be able to say, well, he's in the quad right now?
Yeah, I have no idea. I know they have their own police department. UNLV has its own licensed police department.
Right.
I wonder what you know, how involved they were. Obviously, Metro's going to take the lead on any news that comes out of that.
Sure.
But I've always wondered that. Run, hide, or fight? Fight with what? I mean, fire extinguisher, pens.
Well, I mean, okay, so like you would think in those terms. You would think fire extinguisher, or you would look at a pen, and you would get tactical about it. But for a non-combatant, the fight part becomes that's a really serious jump ball. Although I have read that in 60% of the cases where unarmed people have fought back, they have won against the rampage killer. They have disarmed him. Sort of like that guy in California with that Chinese guy that popped up in the dance hall and just took his gun from him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a bad idea, but at the same time, it would be helpful if, you know, unless you're like some MMA fighter, I don't know what your likelihood of being successful is against a gun hand-to-hand.
Yeah, I want to get copies of the text messages that went out because I'm with you 100%. Where is he? What does he look like?
Right.
What's he wearing? What's
yeah.
he carrying?
Yeah.
Put it out. Put it out there.
Then
I mean, you're not going to betray any secrets. He knows what he looks like, where he's at.
Yeah.
You have the capability of warning all these kids en masse. Use it.
Yeah. That is a definite. But, well, you know, find out about that. I'd like to know about that because I'm constantly, I never hear about the Fasters program because I don't guess anybody attacks those schools. So anyway, before we run out of time, Mr. Williams, this is where you find Mr. Williams. First of all, he is the lone reporter at the Investigative Reporter Project at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. He is the lone, well, he's a lone writer anyway. He only writes alone. And he's the guy at Armed American News, the hybrid between he and Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. And everything originates at thegunwriter.substack.com, which you can sign up for and get on the email list and get each new article sent to you every time he publishes one. And that is Alvin. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill. You take care.
And hang on for me 1 second before you go. And hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.